Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need you to cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. you're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that are new listeners on the broadcast, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We pray one for another. So if you have a prayer list, go ahead and get your prayer list so we can touch and agree with each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise, O God. Thanking you for this day, Lord. Knowing that if it was not for you, Lord, Father God, we will not be here, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, you see prayer lists raised before you, O God, hands being laid upon prayer lists, O God. O God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you, Lord, every prayer warrior, watchman, intercessor, leader, Lord Father, that are warring and interceding, Lord Father, on your people's behalf this day, Lord. Father God, see the hedge of protection round about them, O God. Father God, continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord. Father God, let them not be weary, Lord, Father God. Father God, I just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for they find it not robbery, Lord, Father, to war and others' behalf, O God. So, Heavenly Father, as you see names, Lord, Father God, upon their prayer lists this day, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father, we're thanking you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we continue to pray your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. Father God, and healing, Lord, Father, flowing through and through her this day, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to keep her clothed in her right mind, Lord, Father, as she continue to give you all praise and glory that is due unto your holy name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Chaney, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch her, Lord, Father. Father God, heal that fractured elbow right now, Lord, Father. Father God, make it as new, Lord, Father. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you and there is nothing that you can't or won't do, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you for your mercy this day, Lord, Father, as her healing and ministering angels, Lord, Father God, encamp round about her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Carolyn Dawson this day, Lord, Father, as we continue, Lord, Father God, to speak healing, Lord, Father God, to her knee right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, see the blood covering her this day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, O God, because you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, for touching her body this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Melba Williams this day, Lord Father. You know what she is dealing with in this day, Lord. Father, we plead the blood, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. Father God, touch her right now, Lord Father. Touch her mindset this day, Lord Father. Father, renew it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her children. Touch her grandchildren, Lord. Touch those that are around her, taking care of her this day, Lord Father. Father God, let them do it with your agape love this day, Lord Father, and not man-made love, Lord Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Karen, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask you, O God, for your hedge of protection round about her, Lord. Father God, see the blood, Lord, Father, in her going out and her coming in this day, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you, O God, for favor, Lord, Father God, on her job this day, O God. Father God, favor with the people this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden H., Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father. Father God, for he is an overcomer, Lord Father. Father God, he shall prosper, Lord Father God, in what he sets his mind to do, Lord Father. Father God, we're calling those things that are not as though they are this day, Lord, and rendering the enemy's assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood, Lord Father, covering him, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kaisha right now, Lord Father. And Father God, you know what she's in need of, Lord. Father God, see the blood covering her this day, O God. Father God, keep that hedge of protection round about her, O God. O God, order her steps this day, Lord Father. Father God, let her keep her eyes, O God, stayed upon you this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you, Lord, my pastor, Pastor George Bonds, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. I said, no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father God, I thank you, Lord, Father, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating him this day, Lord, Father. Father, I give you all glory, all honor, all praise, Lord, Father, that is due unto your holy name this day, Lord. Father God, I hold before you, Lord. Father God, the speakers, Lord Father, that comes on this broadcast, O God, given the word that you have given to them, Lord. So, Father, I hold before you Bishop Porter, Lord. I hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord. I hold before you Pastor Dungy, Lord. I hold before you Elder Addison this day, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father God, I thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for that hedge, Lord Father, of protection, Lord. I thank you, O God, for continually using them, Lord Father, not just, Lord Father God, in this broadcast, Lord Father, but Father God, using them, bringing forth the word, Lord Father, wherever they may be, Lord Father, when you give them that word, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you as you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, O God. For Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, O God. We're thanking you for just showing up and showing out this day, Lord Father. All glory and honor and praise goes to you this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Miss Maddie, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, I thank you right now, Lord Father, for working it out for her, Lord Father, canceling the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father. Father, as she trusts in you, Lord Father, Father, we ask you, oh God, intervene, Lord Father God, for she is in need, Lord Father God, of you this day, Lord Father. And Father, you say we have not because we ask not, Lord Father. But Father, we're asking this day, Lord. Father, we're touching and agreeing this day, Lord Father. Father, we're calling those things that are not as though they are this day, Lord Father. Father God, we say thank you. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for being a God of many chances, O God. We're thanking you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, O God. O God, we're thanking you this day that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord Father, you said the Holy Spirit would lift up a standard, O God, against them, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord, Father God, for this broadcast, Lord. Father God, how it's touching many nations this day, Lord, Father. Father, those nations, Lord, Father God, that are tuned in, Lord, Father, the islands, Lord, Father God, that are tuned in, Lord, Father. Father God, bless your people this day, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we're thanking you even for those that are listening live, those that would listen at a later date, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you for supplying all their needs, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for healing, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for breakthrough right now, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for deliverance, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for the finances, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for salvation this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father, that you find it not robbery, O God, that you woke us up this morning clothing our right mind, O God, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well, Lord. Father God, let us be that light, Lord, Father God, in someone's darkness today, O God. Let us be obedient, O God, to your word, Lord, Father, and Father God, to your steps this day, Lord, Father. Father, I plead the blood, Lord, Father, of Jesus over this broadcast today, Lord, Father. Father God, that there will be no hindrance on the word coming forth, Lord, Father. We cancel their assignment of the enemy right now, rendering it null and void, Lord, that will try to come up against anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to show up and show out, Lord. Father, as we speak healing and deliverance this day, Lord, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this service today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to show up, show out, heal, deliver, and set free this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know that you are thanking God just for waking you up this morning. I know you did not leave your house without praying, without pleading the blood of Jesus over you, your loved ones. I pray that you ask for traveling mercies. I pray that you dispatch your warring and ministering angels to go before you this day. See, we can never say we don't have nothing to pray for. We can never say that we don't even know how to pray. Because you know what? Prayer is conversation with God. Talking to him and allowing him to talk back to you. You serve an awesome, omnipotent, all-knowing, all-seeing God, and nothing is hidden from him this day. Nothing is hidden from him. God is good. God is good. Can you say that today? He has been good to me. Make it personal today. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Thank you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for me. Bring him back also to his word. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You shall not want for nothing. Do you believe this day? Do you believe this day? I just thank God for this day. I take nothing and no one for granted. Nothing and no one for granted. And if you are doing so today, today is the day for you to stop. Today is the day for you to stop taking anything or anyone for granted, because you do not know the day, the time, the hour that you will need that person. You do not know. Even the phones, the computers, take them not for granted. Your vehicle, your workplace, don't take anything. The food that you have in your pantry, take nothing for granted. And thank God for everything. You're probably saying, thank him for everything, even when I am going through. Yes, thank him for your test and your trials that you're going through, because guess what? Every test becomes a testimony. Every mess becomes a message. So you know what? Thank him in all things. Thank him for strengthening you, because if you did not have those tests and you were not in those mess, you will not go to him. You will think that you can do all things. Give God the glory and the praise and the honor today. Wherever you may be, whether you have to say it silently because you're at work, or you just say it softly, say it today. He hears you. Remember, he knew us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. So he hears you, even when you're sitting there silently talking to him. He hears you. Yes. When you think that he is not hearing, let me tell you, man may not hear you, but he does. That's how good our God is. He hears. He sees. He knows. And nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden from him today. Hallelujah. Let me give you the word of encouragement for today. People hear you on the level you speak to them from. Speak from your heart, and they will hear with theirs. People hear you on the level you speak to them from. Speak from your heart, and they will hear with theirs. Amen. 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 So for those of you that are listening live and have not, you know, text a friend, you know, and tell them, come on and hear this word. Maybe they are at work and they can't tune in on their phones, and maybe they can listen to it through, you know, their computer. For those of you that have Blog Talk, it is time to talk about it. Or you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and go ahead and click on the link that will take you to the broadcast. If you have any questions, for those of you that are listening live, you may have a question, you may be in need of prayer, you have a testimony, God has laid it on your heart to do input as well, all you have to do is press the number 1. For those of you that are listening on a different device, the call-in number is 347-73925 and press the number 1. Find it not robbery to give your testimony. You never know who it is going to touch, who is going to help, who is going to encourage, who that is going to draw them closer to God by your testimony, letting them know, hey, God did it for you, he can do it for them as well. This is how powerful your testimony can be to someone else. I know that things that I have been through sitting in the ministry and others share their testimony, not knowing that someone inside there is going through something. You may never know who your testimony have touched, but you was obedient to the word of God when he tell you to share that testimony. When you ask for prayer, know that it's not just us praying for you. You have other people, other prayer groups are praying for you as well. But do you believe in prayer? Do you believe in prayer? I believe in prayer, and I know prayer changes. And if you look around the world today, you would want to begin to have a prayer life. You would want to come to Jesus today and find it not robbery and think that you have time to do so. Time is at hand, and none of us, you see, we prepare for the coming of Jesus. But you know what? We're preparing for him to crack that sky and come. But you're not even preparing your heart for him. You didn't even give your life to him. And can you imagine if he called your name today and you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior? You know that you can't even ask for forgiveness. There's no forgiveness in the grave. Your lights are now out. You see, because when you had light in the body, you know, life, you wanted to party, you wanted to do everything under the sun except acknowledge Christ. Accepting him into your life, and he is knocking, at the doorpost of your heart for you to open that door and let him in. And you are being stiff-necked because you say, I got time. I got time. I got time. No, you don't. None of us know the day, the time, the hour, the minute, the second that our name is going to be called. Will you be ready when he calls your name today? This is a plea today for you, those that do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Words to no one coming to the Father but by me. Who is me? Jesus. Christ Jesus. That's who. Have you accepted him into your heart today? Into your life? Have you today? Before I even start in the word, I'm pleading with you today, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, the word is always right now. It is always right now. Make today be your day that you accept Christ into your life. Don't worry about your friends, your family, those that want to continue to walk contrary to the word. Let me tell you, accept him today. Accept him into your life today. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do you believe in your heart? Do you believe in your heart today? The key is believe. Believe in your heart today. Accept him today. Do not let the day go by, the minute, the second go by. We serve an awesome God. He's merciful. He's loving. He is forgiving. He is long-suffering. But we do not know. We do not know when our long suffering will be up. He has been warning. He has been warning. He has been warning. And yet you're not taking heed. Take heed today and accept Christ Jesus into your heart today. Allow him to do the work in you. Don't say, I have to clean myself up before I come to church, before I accept him into my life. No. He will do the cleaning. All he wants you to do is accept him today. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And when you accept him into your life today, find a Bible-believing church today that you can grow in him. You can learn more about him. You can walk in his attributes today, that you're able to go and draw others into his kingdom. This, we are ministers of the gospel. All of us are. Allow God to use you today to draw someone else, to encourage someone else. This is why it's so important for you to share your testimony when God tells you to open your mouth and do so. You have many testimonies. All you got to do is look back over your life and see where it was not for God. If it was not for him, you wouldn't be here today. I know I could account several occasions that he have done it for me, and I know it's not just me alone. I'm not the only one here in this world that he have done anything for. You can witness testimonies. You can even share those. Just open your mouth today. Be obedient today. Come to Christ today. Come to Christ today. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me this day, O God. Father, I ask you to use me this day, Lord Father. Father, use me this day, Lord Father, that the people, Lord Father, that will hear the word today. Father, I ask you to unstop deaf ears, Lord Father. Father, break up that stony heart this day, Lord Father. Father, that they may receive the word, they may hear the word, Lord Father. And Father God, not just be hearers, Lord Father, but be doers of the word as well, Lord Father. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day, Lord Father. Father, I ask all this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to continue today. For the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about the blood. So we're going to do a recap and then continue the word. Amen. So, in talking about the blood, we talked about how the blood has dealt with the power of sin and its guilt that was in our lives. So let me go ahead, give you the scriptures and what it means, okay? First, we dealt with, I'm going to give you the scriptures now. You got to write them down. So for those of you, I'm trusting that you brought your tools with you when you came onto the broadcast. Not just your mind, but you brought your Bible, you brought your pen and pad with you that you can write the scriptures down. Okay? It says, the blood has qualified us to be the temple of the living God. Supporting scripture, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. The blood has given us an inheritance among all saints that cannot be annulled. Supporting scripture, Ephesians 1, verse 11. The blood gave us legal rights to come into his presence at any time. Supporting scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The blood is our protection against Satan and his hordes of demons. Supporting scripture, Luke 10, verse 19. The blood has made us overcomers in this life so we can walk in victory at all times. Revelation 12, verse 11. The blood has purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior. Supporting scripture, John 6, verse 37. The blood has cleansed us from all sin and given us freedom and power over sin. Luke 10, verse 19. And as you begin to walk with these blood keys, stand on these scriptures. Now, all that I've given you was blood keys. Now, scriptures. First one, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Supporting scripture. Again, Hebrews 9:22. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sins. 1 John 1 and 7. In whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1, verse 14. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5, verse 9. And let me see. We read Romans 5, 9 through 11, with 9 being the supporting scripture for that, can cause us to be reconciled back to God. No good works can make us worthy. Supporting scripture, Ephesians 2, verse 9. Can cause us to be forgiven, released from sin, and be accepted as his children. 1 John 3, verse 2. Can cause us to receive the gift of eternal life and all the benefits that go with it. John 10, verse 28, can cause us to become a new creation and make the old things pass away. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. And the last one that we stopped off to was, can cause our lives altered in such a fashion that we are totally changed. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. I'm trusting that you got all those down. If you have not, amen, if you have not, you can also visit our Facebook page, Logian International Ministries, and click on the link and you can hear this back over again. We're going to do number six. And number six is, can make us qualify to receive the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness and become effective in his hand. Can, listen now, you're listening. The power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness and become effective in his hand. So turn to Acts, the first chapter, and let's just read 7 and 8. It says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power. Now, my writing is in red, so you know with the writing in red, you know that Jesus speaking. Let me read that again. It says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power. Verse 8, key scripture. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come unto you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, what it says, it can make us qualify to receive the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness and become effective in his hand. This only the blood of Jesus can do these for you. Have you accepted today into your life? Number seven, can enable us to live lives of victory over circumstances on a daily basis. Number seven, can enable us to live lives of victory over circumstances on a daily basis. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5. I'm turning with you. I'm not exempt. I'm turning with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 read 1 through 5 with the supporting, the key scripture is verse number 4. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Key scripture. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Let me read that back over. This is 1 John chapter 5, key scripture, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And the key word in verse 5 is believe it. You have to believe. Not doubt, but believe today. It say, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. I tell you. Number 8, can bring you into a place of wholeness in your spirit, soul, and body. It can bring you into a place of wholeness in your spirit, soul, and body. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, with the key verse being 23, we're going to read 23 and 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 23 again. And the very God of peace sanctified you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I am praying today that you are writing these supporting scriptures today about the blood, because only the blood of Jesus, only the blood of Jesus can help you in this day. In this time, if you believe today. So don't think because you're going through that God is not hearing, God is not seeing. Remember I told you he's all seeing, all knowing, nothing is hidden from him. And it didn't say that when we accepted Christ into our life that it was going to be peaches and cream, that we wasn't going to have, you know, no trials, no tests. We are going to have it. We are going to have it. But what are you going to do? Are you going to stand on the word of God? Or are you going to what? I can't do this. I'm going to walk away from this because this is too much for me to do. We serve an awesome and powerful God. Repent today. Repent today and know you serve today. Know who you are today. I tell you, ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The next one. It can not only take away the power of sin, but keep us from further transgression. Let's read it again. It cannot only take away the power of sin, but keep us from further transgression. Let us turn. This is number 9. Let us turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 6. And it reads, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." Let's read it again. "For sin shall not have dominion," meaning it won't have rule over you, "for ye are not under the law, but under grace." I thank God for grace, because I don't live under the law. I live under grace. What about you today? See, accept today Christ as he knocks on your door. Because these scriptures that is given to you, it's only the blood of Jesus that gives us the power. Whatever it is that we need is in that blood. You know that blood that he shed on Calvary for us? You know that in that we associate it with Easter, not resurrection. You know, that blood, when they pierced him in his side, you know, that blood. Mm-hmm. And even, look at this, the stripes on his back that he took for us, each stripe that he took, sickness and disease. Every lash ripped his skin. Every lash. And you today don't want to accept the Son, knowing that no man cometh to the Father but by his Son, Christ Jesus? And you here playing around like you got time? It's time now for you to stop playing, begin praying, and accept Christ into your life. Time is at hand. You may be tired of me telling you time is at hand. It's time for you to give your life to Christ. Remember John? Crying in the wilderness? We're pleading with you today. Time is at hand. Time is at hand. We are praying for your salvation today, that you will turn your life over to him. You may lose friends. Why? Because you're no longer clubbing with them. You are no longer out there partying up, getting drunk, getting high, but you're now all about your Father's business. You about changing and taking off the old you and putting on that new you. You're being delivered and set free, not bound up anymore. You're not being bound up anymore by your sins. Are we perfect when we come over to Christ? No, we're not. But we're striving to be as that perfect one. Are we going to mess up? Yes, we are going to mess up. None of us that is walking this walk cannot say with a clean heart that they never mess up since they come into Christ. None of us can say it. Because the word said that we was born in sin and shaping iniquity, first off. So now you come in into the knowledge of Christ. You give your life to Christ. It doesn't stop there. Healing and deliverance take place within us. It did not happen overnight, all that we have done. It was a process coming forth that we continue to do. We continue to sin. We have some stinking thinking. We're not even going to talk about the attitudes. So you can't tell me we as believers in Christ cannot say that we haven't messed up. We haven't sinned since we come into the knowledge of Christ. We are walking this walk. That's why I say you got to kill the flesh daily. Because this is a fleshly body that the Holy Spirit resides in. So if the Holy Spirit resides in a fleshly body, what do you think that is going on when you're out there in the world, or, you know, you begin to have that thinking, who do you think rise up in you? And please don't say the Holy Spirit, because it's not. When someone rubs you the wrong way and you tell them from A to Z, not in nice words, are you still walking in the Spirit of God? Is that the Holy Spirit? No. And you may think because you did not speak it out audibly for anybody to hear you, you think that God didn't hear you. Guess what? Newsflash, he did. But did you ask God for forgiveness of cursing that person out in your mind, speaking all those negative words in your mind about that person? And then again, not only just that, but your attitude towards them. That was your attitude towards them. You didn't cuss them out, but your attitude alone showing, it ain't showing of love. But did you ask God for forgiveness for that? You see, we thinking that, oh, it's just the big things that, you know, we ask God for forgiveness for, that people see, the big things. Well, sin doesn't have a size. It doesn't have a color. Sin is sin. But I thank God for the blood. I thank God for grace. I thank God that we can go to him. Look at how privileged you are. You can go to him and ask him for forgiveness. Now, back in these biblical days, they had to wait. They had to wait a whole year to get their sins atoned. A whole year. And we today that have the privilege to go before God, Jesus being our intercessor, asking for forgiveness, we walk around like we're holier than thou. We don't commit no sin. Repent. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us is exempt. None of us. I'm talking, as I always had Bishop say, from the pulpit to the back door, to the front door. No one is exempt. Or what do you do? Do you go and repent? Because the blood gives you that grace. Amen. It was under the law for a whole year. And if you think the pulpit is exempt, if you think the pulpit is exempt, I have Bishop Porter in the line, and if I fall in any error at any given time, Bishop Porter, please correct me. Please correct me. But let me tell you, when the preacher, okay, back then when the priest went behind the holies of holies, he had to been right. Because if he was not right, guess what? He was dead. You cannot go to God any kind of way and think it's okay. Do you remember when it says they wanted to speak to God? They wanted God to speak to them. And back then, you know, God was speaking to them through that thunder. We are not exempt people. We're in a different time, yes. But we are not exempt. We have to repent. We have to repent. Who are you today thinking that you don't have to? I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. Don't let the devil fool you and get you in trouble. Don't let him get you in trouble. But what are you doing? Are you taking the time today to say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, knowingly and unknowingly? Even when you grieve the Holy Spirit, are you doing so? Or are you just playing around with God and only know when it is you're in trouble, you're in need of something? But the power of the blood, the power of the blood. Let me tell you, I'm thanking God for the blood, because the blood is what saved me. The blood is what's keeping me. The blood is what's keeping my family. The blood. What are you doing today, people? Let today be your day that you accept him into your life. And don't think that you have another hour, another day. So much of us, we want the gift, but we do not want the giver. And he give us the gift of eternal life. The gift. So it doesn't matter what the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, it doesn't matter what he dangled in front of you, because he act as a roaring lion. As, that's the key word right there, as. He is not. He cannot forgive you of any sin. He will make everything look pretty before you. But that is just only for a time. The power of the blood. He gave us power when he created us back in Genesis. That's the same power that is in the blood today. It didn't change. That is the same power, but do you believe that you have that power? Again, no one said that it's going to be peaches and cream, that you're not going to go through anything when you come into Christ. But you know what? The words say that you have more fighting for you than against you. Hey, do you believe today? Do you believe today? Drawing a blank, Bishop Porter. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. When the prophet and his armor bearer, and he was like, he said he didn't know that he had angels round about them when he asked God to open up his servant's eye so that he can see that he had more fighting for him than against him. And it's two of them that songs alike, and we always get them mixed up. It will come. I know Bishop Porter will share. Trust and believe. I'm here right now. Even this is how the enemy, this is how you know you're doing something right. because the enemy gonna try everything to distract you, try to shut you down, whatever it is to stop the word from coming forth, that it will do. My computer just stayed there, froze up, went out. See why we don't take nothing and no one for granted? You see why we don't? You see why the blood, you call upon the blood? The broadcast is still going for it. Even when it tries to hinder our speakers or tries to hinder our listeners from calling in, hearing the word, guess what? God is still awesome by any means necessary. God, take care of us. Again, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Bishop Porter, at this time, you probably may be raising your hand, but I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing as yet. You know, everything has to, you know, to continue to start over. Everything has to start over. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because look at that. When you come into Christ, you're a new creature in him. New means you have a new beginning. A new beginning. And when we go and we ask him for forgiveness, guess what? In forgiveness, say he cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. Are you doing so today? Okay, Bishop Porter, I will bring you in. I'm on here now, and yes, don't know how long your hand been raised, but... I'm now back, so go ahead, Bishop Porter.
I understand, praise the Lord. You is on point, praise God, and that was the prophet Elijah, and his armor bearer, his servant, asked him, because he was fearful, and they were surrounded. You know, they were surrounded. They couldn't get out, and they were surrounded. And he... talk to Elijah. And Elijah told him, say, we got more fight for us against him. And he prayed and asked the Lord to show him, you know, how we are covered. And God opened up his eyes and he could see the chariot of God army, the angels all around it, outnumbered the enemy. And that's the same way today. See? He say, thousand will fall at our what? At our side. See? We got Minister Diane, I'm in a place now that I don't dwell on my problems and the situation. I dwell on God's promises. There's too many problems in this. And God wants us to have every one of them. And you is on point. You can stay on the blood for the rest of the year. Because thank God. That is the blood. It's the way out through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that don't mean that you just go out and willfully sin. There ain't no forgiveness there for that now. You go out and just willfully doing wrong and committing sin. And let me say this. All unrighteousness is sin. You may say, well, I don't do that and I don't do that. All sin. Well, I told a little white lie. That's not even in the Bible. A lie is a lie. I didn't know a lie had color on it anyway, you know? See, so we have to be mindful of what we say. I just told a little white lie for peace sake. You know, that's what the old folk used to say, you know, for peace sake. But one lie will lead to another lie, see? And you know what the word say about lie? Jesus said a lie you would not even carry in it. See, so we got to be careful, you know, speaking these lies out our mouth, see, because we can hinder our own blessing, and the windows of heaven will be shut on us. And there's no getting upset, because God's going to honor his word. If he spoke it, he's going to perform it. But thank God for the blood. And one thing I know, that there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from a man's vein, and it will never, never give away. Oh, it's for you, for me, and for the sins of the whole world. But as you have been and crying out to the listeners today, today is the day of salvation. Don't put off today for tomorrow, because you never know when your end time coming. When you say, you tell Jesus is soon to come, he's so much coming for the world and maybe coming at you. See, we all The Bible say every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. About what Minister Diane didn't do or what the church did. And I left the church because of this. I did that. No. You can't go up there talking about nobody. The word tell me that the books will be open, and we're going to be judged out the book. See? The word of God is going to judge us. Do I have a little time, Minister Diane?
Yeah, you got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You may not finish today, but tomorrow is your day.
I know.
So
turn to St. John, St. John chapter 3 right quick. And we always, everybody know the scripture. They have it at ball games and everywhere, and even children. And quote this one, St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Every week, done saved. They quote it, but they won't do it. But now, let's go to verse 17. This is what's going to judge you. For God sent not his Son into the world to do what? To condemn the world. But the world through him might be what?
Be saved.
Now, they stop at 3:16, but why they don't go to 17? This is what going to judge you. Jesus came, condemned sin in the flesh. That's why he came. See? And thank God, amen, that there is no other way. And people get upset about it. That's the religious world. Ain't you glad that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Praise God. And you on the winning side? Huh? You can't lose because Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a Christian stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. God bless you. Service back in the hand of Minister Don.
I understand, because you're preparing for tomorrow. I understand. I tell you, and I still haven't even finished with the blood.
Stay there, baby. Still stay right there. If God is leading you with the blood, you stay right where the Spirit is leading you. God wants people to know that it's power in the blood. And it will never give away. Stay right there. Stay there. Won't tell you how long. It's a series. Stay right there.
And you know what I also noticed, Bishop Porter, the fact that God makes no mistakes in nothing that he do. Because what was the odds of me even starting to talk about the blood starting from the ending of February, and here it is coming up to resurrection. And we can't, the world can't even make up their mind whether, you know, resurrection is in March or is in April.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as far as I know, it's only one time you can, you know, kill that body and it can rise up.
Praise God.
You know, but God. And that's why we shouldn't be caught up with these, you know, the holidays that they set. When we know better, we ought to do better.
Amen.
So depend today on the Holy Spirit, because that Holy Spirit is what's going to guide you today.
Praise God.
We serve an awesome and powerful God. And you heard the man of God today. Now, make sure that you set your alarm, that you call in tomorrow. That's Thursday, March 7th at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear this awesome man of God, Bishop John. Share it with your friend today. Share the call-in number. You may be listening on a different device today. Your friend may be able, even your frenemy, you know, they may be able to call in. That call-in number is 347-857-3925, and they can press the number 1 if they have a question, or even to encourage the man of God, you know, to give your testimony, ask for prayer, even give your life to Christ. Okay? Those that listen live, all you have to do is press the number 1. We have our chat open also, that you, those of you that have Blog Talk Radio, can speak in the chat room as well. You may have a question, or you may, you know, need prayer. Nothing is too hard for God if you only believe today. And again, we just thank each and every one of you all for tuning in continually, supporting the broadcast. And you all know, the word will be the word. So be your brothers and sisters' keepers. Amen. Be blessed. Hope to see you tomorrow.
I can let go.
I can let God.
So let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God,
He can handle it all, yeah.